Hello, this is the Living Well with PMDD podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Bradford, certified life coach, mom of five, and PMDD survivor. Happy to have you here. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered health advice. Hi there, and welcome to today's show. Today, I want to share my method for living well with PMDD. Before I do that, I just want to say thank you for listening and thank you for taking care of yourself, for learning new things. It is so good for us to do that. And just want to give a little shout out to you for learning about this disorder, premenstrual dysphoric disorder that lots of women have and kind of rules your life until you figure out what it is and that you have it and how to address it. Sometimes that means waiting for the right resources to pop up in your life. Sometimes it means that you just figured it out. You got some awareness, some information that helped you recognize that this is something that you have. And hopefully this and various resources are helping you to get closer to being your awesome self with PMDD. Today, the plan is to share my method for living well with PMDD, which I do use personally. And I just call it my living well with PMDD method. I also teach it to my clients and help them use it and apply it in their life. And then the last thing I'll do is kind of dive into tracking, which is one of the pieces, one of the parts of the method. So let's do it. The goal of this method is to take you from hiding in your closet crying to doing things you want to do and need to do, regardless of what day of the month it is or where you are in your menstrual cycle. That's the goal. Who is this method for? It is for women that have premenstrual dysphoric disorder. It's for a woman who thinks she has premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And it is for any woman that has severe PMS symptoms. Symptoms that are affecting your daily life in ways that you don't like or you don't know how to handle. Whether it's relationships or work or self-worth, financially, health-wise, those are all areas that this method will help improve as you apply it. The Living Well with PMDD method that I developed has five components. The first one, and really it doesn't matter what order they're in, but the five components are life coaching, medicine, supplements, vitamins, all together as one component, tracking, preparing, and defaults. The result that you'll get if you follow this method is a simple plan to manage your symptoms without changing your habits. Well, without massively changing your habits. And I have been reading Atomic Habits by James Clear. I feel like his whole productivity methodology follows perfectly with life coaching. At least the life coaching in the way that I do it, the way that I understand it. I love the parallels in his laws. And the one that really goes along with this method is making it easy. I want to make these habits, this process, just bringing these components into your life. I want it to be easy so that you can do it and that you can feel successful with it. And you can recognize, holy cow, these small differences can make such a big difference in my emotional stability. And that's another thing, emotional stability, is something that I feel like I have achieved, but I don't necessarily say that and advertise that, because being emotionally stable means that you're okay when you're a little off. You're okay when you're having a high, when you're having a low. It's being okay with that. It's not living in the middle, kind of in a neutral state. So yes, if you think of emotional stability as being okay to ride a roller coaster of life, roller coaster of emotions, of things that happen to you and how you handle them, that's emotional stability. And I would add, if you use these components, instead of your PMDD taking, you know, going way high and having really low lows, it just brings that curve kind of smaller. So the highs are not as high. The lows are not as low. And you still have your roller coaster, but it's a more manageable one. And it's one that's a little more predictable as well. Okay, so my bread and butter is life coaching. So I will be talking about that. But life coaching is kind of almost a reactive, how do I put this? How I would coach you might be different than how I would coach someone else. Even though both of you have PMDD, both of you are married, both of you have children, the piece that you need that comes from life coaching can be so personal that it just helps actually get feedback directly from someone before I coach them. Now, that said, there are quite a few life coaching principles that I will share and that are kind of sprinkled over the course of this podcast, not just this episode. So the element of life coaching that I am going to touch on has to do with the third component of the Living Well with PMDD method, which is tracking. And the reason that is important and how it ties into life coaching is awareness. We need to know what's going on in order to address it. You know, we might be doing a million things in a day, and if we aren't recognizing that and giving ourselves some credit for the things that we do, it just kind of passes by. And it's the same with bad habits as well, right? The things that we're doing that we don't want to keep doing because they aren't leading us to who we want to be. That is something that if you aren't aware of it, if you don't notice it, you can't really do that much about it. So that's where tracking comes in. Let's jump straight into tracking. So one piece of tracking is your period, and the second piece of tracking is your signs and symptoms. Now, I did talk about tracking in episode 3, I believe, but it's such an important piece, I'm going to hit on it again. The things that we want to track about your period are day 1, when your period starts, day 18, which is 10 days before your next period is going to arrive, and then day 28, because that's the day before your period is expected. So, or your period might come on that day, depending on how you count it. But anyway, this is so helpful also as you're tracking your mood or your signs and symptoms, because there are things that you might think you're doing that you're actually not. You might think that when you're on your period, you are a monster. By tracking, you'll actually see if that's true or not. So knowing, day 1, day 18, and day 28. Also, knowing those days will help with this as well. But in general, we also want to know when your period's coming so that you can plan around it. Just help yourself out. If your family is planning a trip, you know, let's say you're even going overseas and you're going to be able to go scuba diving and snorkeling and laying on the beach. Do yourself a favor and just look at what predictors you have, which is the date of your last period when it started. And from that day to the one before it, how many days was that? And then if you already know that you're pretty consistent every 27 days or every 29 days or whatever it is, if you're not sure, you can look back at your calendar. Or going forward, you can look, you know, track day one now, and then next month you'll track day one, and you can count from going forward to see how long your period usually is. Then put something on your calendar like EXP, it's coming way down the line, you know, 4 or 5 months in advance if you want to. At least look at it to when that trip is going to happen. And see where you're going to be in your menstruation cycle. Because if it's expected during your period, you need to prepare to have the blood. But your mood will probably be somewhat better. Your fatigue will probably be higher as well. It's so good to know that, right? You can be like, yeah, you know, we're going to be on a cruise. So it's fine. I don't mind that I'm going to be taking extra naps in my cabin. I don't mind that I might want to be in the hot tub longer. I just need to make sure and have plenty of tampons or a cup or something else, whatever it is. The other piece of planning is your medicine, supplements, vitamins. What helps your body, even your counseling sessions or life coaching sessions, what food you eat, these things, they do vary. And they kind of can follow a pattern if you take some time to figure that out. But you might find that you like having, say, your life coaching session when you are in this angry, raging monster time. Now, hopefully when you use these components, that level of anger and rage will go down quite a bit. But you're still a woman. You're still going to have hormone fluctuations. So you may find that you enjoy your life coaching sessions when you're in that. Or you might find that you like it, you know, the first week of your period because you have all of the stuff that you did that you're now feeling guilty for. And your life coach can help you sort through that and help you accept your humanness and how to move forward and out of that. Time, or maybe you prefer it during your second week or third week. It'll just be good to know where you are, and then you can write down your observations. If you really hated a counseling session or a life coaching session, putting a little star and writing that on your calendar will be vital for you because it just is good information going forward. So that's really all there is with tracking your period. Oh, well, so with medicine, supplements, vitamins, it's going to be different depending on you, what works for you, what you experiment with, what you try. But if you're using fluoxetine or Prozac, you want to start that 7 to 10 days before your period. And you choose if you continue using it during your period or during the beginning of it, or if just using it the 7 to 10 days before you start, if that's enough. And if you know when day 18 is, you know when to start your fluoxetine. You're like, okay, it's today. I'm taking it today. That's just so helpful. If you're using supplements, which I have some amazing PMS and PMDD supplements from Semaine Health, I highly recommend them. If you are using those, you know, to start taking those around the same time, for sure, 2 to 3 days before you start your period. If you don't want to feel your cramps and if you don't want to have as big of a dip in your mood before your period. So there's that. other vitamins that help you with mood, you can look into that and try them at different times of the month, see if it seems to make a difference during this week versus that week. That's totally on the table. The second part of tracking I wanted to talk about is signs and symptoms. And there are some decent mood trackers online or in book form if you are into journaling, or you can just buy a notebook. I did most of my recording in a spiral notebook. Although I thought I might have PMDD, and then looking into and talking with my doctor for the first few months about PMDD, and I still often will just make notes on a calendar or in a notebook. But I did recently print, it's titled A Monthly Mood Record from markpsychiatry.com. And what I like about it is that it has on the left-hand side symptoms, and it just lists all these different symptoms. And then it has kind of a table of day 1 to 31. You'd put an X on if you're having that symptom that day. So for instance, one area of symptoms is emotional ability, mood swings, rejection sensitivity. So if you're having some mood swings, rejection sensitivity, then you would put an X. I like it because you can just kind of glance at it and be like, oh, poor concentration. Yeah, I had that today. Yeah, I had really low energy. Or if you think of something, you can come and see where it fits in here. And it does include a few physical symptoms too, like breast tenderness or bloating. Whatever is easy to you, if you love writing in notebooks, which I do, do that because that is more appealing to you. If you love checking things off, then use a mood record of some sort. The good thing with a mood record is it's a little bit easier to see the patterns. Just like if you do it on a calendar, it's similar. A downside, if you're too narrowly focused on this, you can kind of, instead, you can be like, oh yeah, I felt that way. Oh yeah, I felt that way. Oh yeah, I felt that way. And end up marking all of them every day of your life. We do want to see a difference in this woman that is you during your active PMDD symptoms and this woman who is you not during those symptoms, during the other weeks. It's also kind of fun to see where you are week 2, week 3, week 4, and see how those vary and if you can find similarities with those each month and differences too. So that is what I have for you today. And we will come back and talk more about this Living Well with PMDD method. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Living Well with PMDD podcast. If this episode was insightful, please add a 5-star review and tell a friend about the podcast. Until next time, keep hoping, keep loving, and remember that you are not alone.